This recording is being prepared by Boston Air Route Traffic Control Center. The subject concerns a Freedom of Information Act request involving UFO sightings on November 18, 1995 at approximately 0323 Coordinated Universal Time. The agency involved in this UFO sightings is Boston Air Route Traffic Control Center. I hereby certify that the following is a true recording of the original recorded transmission pertaining to the subject UFO sighting.
Boston, 405,
Harry. 405, go ahead.
We do have traffic on the left wing, about 2,000 feet above us. What traffic was it?
This was time to 405.
That's on the 405. We had opposite traffic on the left wing. Can you confirm this?
Times of 405, negative. I show no traffic in your area within 20 or 30 miles.
It should be on our tail about 10 minutes. We passed it just 1 minute ago and it was looking strange.
And it's deeper 226 confirms that, yeah, it's just above us on our left hand side about 3 minutes ago.
And what altitude does it appear to be at times of 405?
It was only 2 or 3,000 feet above us. We are now passing Channel 260, it was perhaps 27 or 290.
The 405, roger.
Statement 226, we confirm that. We had something go past us about 1 to 2,000 feet above on the left-hand side. It looked like a green trail on it with a very bright light at the front of it. We assumed it was an opposite traffic.
Statement 226, roger that.
The speed is now ahead of us or behind us, so where is it?
At the time of 405, the speed bird is at 12 o'clock and about 30 miles, 40 miles. And the heading of the traffic, was it the same direction or opposite direction?
Exactly opposite, Lieutenant 405, Harry.
Roger. Did it pass off your right side?
Left side.
Roger.
Yeah, and it's the 226 confirmed that. It seems like we saw the same thing. It certainly looked like an aircraft initially, but it may not have been.
We can confirm this. It was looking really strange. There was a long light in the tail.
Yeah, big bright light on the front and a greenish tail coming out the back.
Okay, times of 405, Speedbird 226, thanks. We'll look into it. And Speedbird 226, did it go overhead, the traffic go overhead you, or was it below you?
It was overhead and off to the left, much the same as it was there. I actually looked about opposite traffic 2,000 feet above, that's what it initially looked like, but then it did have a very strong trail to vapor trail, which looked more like smoke, and the light on the front was very, very bright. And as it went past us, it seemed to disappear once it was about 5 miles behind us.
Speedbird 226, roger. Were you level at 29 at that time?
Yeah, affirmative.
Roger. And with times of 405, how far off your side did that pass, the traffic pass?
It was pretty close, and like the speedbird said, it was looked like 2 or 3,000 feet above on the left wing, just 1 mile. And on opposite track, and it didn't have any lights, logo light, beacon light, or red or green light, only a white light in front, and with a long green light, looked like a UFO.
Times of 405, roger that. Like I said, we had nothing flying in the area. You are just north of a military operating area, but the traffic shouldn't have varied out that far out of the area.
Johnny Phillips, able to 59.
Thank
you. Are you got anything flying out in the area?
Negative 105 turned over, 0300.
Well, then I just had a couple of UFO reports.
Oh, is that right?
I had a couple of guys that reported lights just went all over their head. I had no traffic whatsoever in the area. They said it passed within a mile of them, like 2,000 feet above them, opposite direction.
Huh. Well, it could have been a meteor or something. Who reported that?
Speedbird and Lufthansa.
Hmm. Well, we don't have any aircraft out there.
Okay.
Hello?
That CHO-172, did you work him?
Yeah.
Okay, you still working him?
No.
Did he report anything strange to you?
No.
No? Okay.
There was a bunch of guys that reported a meteorite.
Oh, it was a meteor?
Yeah, that's what it was. I haven't heard any reports. That's all. I haven't done down here, so.
Yeah, a meteor, though. These guys said it passed like 2,000 feet above, just off the left side by a mile.
Really?
Yeah. They said it looked like an aircraft with a light in the front and a green trail in the back.
Wow. Man, that's neat.
Sorry.
Just ask them to give us an idea if they have any idea of how fast the object was going.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. I'll just listen.
And well, time of 405, can you give an estimate on the speed of your observation?
The aircraft looks very fast. We are also curious about it, and is it possible that there might Philadelphia. Melissa, is that saying there?
Los Angeles 405. We're not sure, but could it have been a meteor? Or did it definitely look like an aircraft?
We can't tell you about that, but there's no left light and no strobe light. That's for sure. So 405.
Los Angeles 405. So you would say that it definitely wasn't a meteorite?
I don't know. I don't know. Los Angeles 405.
Los Angeles 405. Roger. Thank you.
Alright, just do a
2-6
now. It couldn't have been a meteorite because it was flying level.
Roger, it was flying level. Okay, we're looking into it. I mean, we're making a report. We really don't know what it was.
To be perfectly honest, Los Angeles is quite right. It looked as if it was going very quickly. It definitely looked faster than normal aircraft. It didn't look like a meteorite simply because it seemed to be in level flight. That was the thing. It was cruising in a straight line and at one level flight off the left wingtip with what looked like more than a normal vapor trail behind it. It was much heavier than a normal vapor trail.
Number 226, thank you.
They said it was in level flight.
135.2, this is 405 heavy. So, did you find out anything about it?
Well, times of 405, negative. There was reports in other sectors of the same thing, and they said it might have been meteor showers, but according to what you guys reported, something else, and we're basically just filing a report. That's all we can do.
Okay, thanks for that, 405 heavy. Have a good night.
And the military doesn't admit to anything flying tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Good night.
Boston, good evening. Airfront 009, flight level 330.
Airfront 009, Boston Center, good evening.